For today, I want to do a sefer review. A sefer is Jewish Wisdom in the Numbers. This was published about 6 months ago. Art Scroll. The name is Rabbi Chaim, Osher Chaim Levine. No relation. Osher Chaim, no. The Art Scroll put out a book, a very popular book, the Jewish Wisdom in the Aleph Beis, by Rabbi Monk. That was a very, very early, put out 30 years ago. Very popular, reprinted many times, very popular. So they came along in the same style, this individual, Rav Osher Chaim Levine, with Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, published a book called Rabbi Yeshua Hartman. You know who he is? You know who he is? Who? Aha, okay, there is a lot of Maral indeed in this book. So it's a very, very interesting sefer. And what he does here is he presents, I think he has 61 numbers. Okay, he selects, he's very, very selective in which numbers he wants to focus upon. He takes from, we'll go through some of them, 61 numbers, and he discusses. Now, a lot of things you already know, and it's a big book. I don't have time to run through the whole book. Maybe we'll do this over 2 days, we'll see. So I just want to run through a couple of ideas which caught my attention. The Book of Numbers. Okay, the first thing that caught my attention is the Hagdamah. He says the word Mispar. The word Mispar comes from the word Sifar. What's the shorish of the word? To get an idea, what a number is all about. Sifar. What is Sifar? A boundary. A boundary of a country. A border. Sifar.
Really?
Yes. Sifar. Gavul. Yes. I've heard that. Sifar means boundary. Mispar relates to the word sifar. Look it up in the dictionary. Sifar means boundary. Another word that has the same shorish is a sefer, a book. What is a book? What is a boundary? It's something which connects, something which... Sefer, but it's more... To recount, but what do you do when you have a book? You take a collection of ideas and you define it. You limit it. You enclose it, encapsulate it. It gives you by taking a collection by printing a sefer. You're taking ideas and concepts. You're putting it together in one collection. That is a number. Mispar is when you take different concepts, different ideas. Each number represents something very deep. According to Rabbi Hartman, Maral, this is a lot of the stuff is Maral type of Torah. You're taking a concept and you are defining the concept in terms of numbers. A sefar is a boundary. You define the essence of the country or the limitations of the country by its boundaries. Okay, that's just thing to get started with. Now, I'm not going to go through the first 12 numbers because the first 11 numbers because almost everything here you've heard of, we have the piyut of Echad Miyodea, Echad Miyodea, Echad Eloikeinu, Shabbat Shemayim Ve'aretz. Two, three, you know what all of these things represent. Just one thing which caught my attention, I was utterly fascinated with this, the number three. What is number three all about? V'achut ha-meshulash lo-bimehu. You not take three represents stability, a tripod. You can't have anything. Nothing can stand stable unless you have three legs. So what does that mean in symbolic terms? One represents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two is division. And three is its stability. So he writes here as follows. I've never heard this. Maybe you'll tell me you've heard this. Please tell me. As famously put, okay, the following thing is supposed to be famous. Okay? The thesis of one, comma, the antithesis of two, integrate in the synthesis of three. Isn't that beautiful? That's, the thesis, what is one? One is stark. It's the thesis of one. The antithesis of two is division. Right? The antithesis of two, they integrate integrate in the synthesis of three. That's a very powerful. It's a beautiful. That's a beautiful way of defining the essence of three.
That's why three is a prime.
Well, three, he's saying, is an expansion of one.
It's a prime.
It's stability. No, two is division. Two is division. Three is not division. They all come together to give you strength. Three is an expansion upon one. But it's not just one. It's... All right, think about it. I think there's something very deep in those words. Let's go jump ahead.
That a two-sided figure cannot stand, but a three-sided figure can.
Right. So
that's... You need at least...
Three-sided tripod. So let's jump ahead. I'm not going to tell you the obvious things. Let's just jump ahead some of the things again which caught my attention. Let's jump to the number 12. We'll skip the first 11 numbers. The number 12. Number 12 is an idea he expressed. Number 12, how many of us do we have? Three. How many Imos? Four. How many Shvatim are there?
12.
12 is not just a number. 12 is the expansion, the multiplication. It's 3 times 12. I never thought of it like that. I never thought of the Shvatim. You always think 3 Avos, 4 Imos, 12 Shvatim. Big deal. No. The reason why there are Yud Beis Shvatim, this is like a Maral type of a concept, is because the Yud Beis Shvatim is the fullness, is the multiplication of the Avos and the Imos. The Avos and the Imos together, they functioned together, they were a group, they were a team. They were a team, and they expanded into 12. Just like mathematically it's true, in the spiritual world it's true, in the makeup of Klal Yisrael. This is a chiddush, something, again, these are things which, then he just talks about the number 12. There are many different types of 12. In the Shulchan, there's a 12 that has maze of two sixes. Two six. We just mentioned 3 times 4. But the Shulchan, I don't know what this is. A lot of these things are raw ideas. Six multiplied by two. There are two different derivatives of bread. And the number 12, obviously, has a lot to do with Klal Yisrael, because in Midbar, the Machane Yisrael was Yud Beis Mil. And the combination of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim every day with Makabal Ol Malchus Shemaim Shema Yisrael Shem Elohim Hashem Echad Baruch Shem Kiroid Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed. The complete Malchus Shemaim is made up of 12 words. So there is something too with the number 12. It somehow does capture the totality of Klal Yisrael, both in the spiritual world and in the physical world, the 12 mil. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's try to go...
12 sixes.
Oh, that's an idea. You want to say a girl, the significance of... I don't know, he doesn't discuss that. That's an... Okay, there are a lot of obvious things. I'm not trying to tell you the obvious. I want to try to tell you things again, like I said, captured my attention. Okay, let's go to number 13. The number 13 represents the concept of Echod, one. The numerical value of Echad is 13. There are many 13s in the Torah. The word bris, there are 13 bris. Hashem has made with Klal Yisrael for bris milah for the Torah. Now this is something I never knew, that if the how many letters are there in the spelling of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? 13. How many letters are there in Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah? 13. Interesting that the Avos, there are 13 letters in the name of Avos and 13 letters in the name of the Imos. They represent the concept of Echad.
You need 13 sifters in Menachos to get...
The last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, how many sifrei Torah did he write? 13. How many? Yud Gimel Midas Sarachman, there are Yud Gimel, these are obvious things. Bitzah, Bar Mitzvah.
You say the Avos and the Imos are 13.
Letters, yeah.
And really, there are 13 Shvatim.
Why are they 13 Shvatim? Because divided? Yeah, because divided. Ephraim and Menashe?
No.
Ephraim and Menashe, they were divided.
You had Zarti Li is the Pasuk. Zub is 13.
Okay, let's run through it quickly.
13.
In the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, how many materials in Parashas Truma were collected? Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Argamot, Hashani, 13 materials. Who built the Mishkan? Bezalel. How old was he? 13 years old. When they brought the Lechem upon him, when they brought the Omer, how many sieves did the flour? 13 sieves. Kishoshana bein hachoychim, Klal Yisrael is compared to a Shoshana. Kishoshana bein hachoychim, Kein rayosi bein habonos. Like a rose among thorns, is Klal Yisrael is Kain Kishoshana ben Achim Kain Rayosi, my beloved ben Habanos among the daughters. How many petals are there on a rose? 13. Yes, that's what it says. 13. Go home and count. There are 13 petals on a rose. Klal Yisrael, when they are compared, there is symbolic significance. Klal Yisrael, the essence. The essence of Klal Yisrael is Echad. Everything that makes up the entire Klal Yisrael is Echad. Echad is one, and one is expressed even in the beauty. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is also one compared to the 13 petals of rose. Okay, let's jump to the next number. The next number, what comes after 13? I'm sorry, not 14, not any safer. 15. We're jumbing around. He's telling us significant numbers. Let's go fast. I want to try to do the whole safer. It's the next number. What? What do you got? What do you got? What?
We only got till 12:10.
12. 15. Let's discuss the significance. Okay, the significance of the number 50. Okay, let's discuss the significance of the number 50. 50 represents the concept of a process. Anything that you have a goal, you attempt to reach your destination, and you need to go through the steps, is always in Chazal expressed in the terms of 15. For example, all of our holidays are celebrated on the 15th of the month, which means the process begins in the beginning of the month. Every month, every holiday, every festival is in. That's 50, that's 5-0. That's separate. Let's discuss 15. A process in the month, a unit of time is 30. The month, we begin in the beginning of the month. We work our way up to the center of the month. Then we work our way back. From the time of Avraham until the time of Shlomo HaMelech, how many generations were there? 15 generations. It was a process. From the beginning, from the foundation, from the founding of Klal Yisrael with Amram Avinu until Klal Yisrael reached its climax. It reached the highest point of Shlomo HaMelech, Ish Tachas Kafta, Tachas Tenasai, the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael. There were 15 generations, part of a process. Another example, in davening, Psukei Dezimra, almost every single part of our davening is broken up into units of 15. For example, there are 15 Berachos HaShachar. The Berachos HaShachar, Nasan Lasech Vivina, there are 15 brachas. Why? It's a process. You wake up in the morning, the Berachos HaShachar, when you give Shelter of HaDod Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a process. It's not just arbitrarily 15 things grouped together. It's a process of going higher and higher. In Psukei Dezimra and Psukei Hodu, how many Psukim are there in Hodu? There are 15 Psukim in Hodu. In the Pasuk, in Vayavarech David, there are 15 expressions of praise. In Yishtabach, there are 15 expressions of praise. In the Kriyashma, the first two parashios, which are deraisa, Kavolos Malchus Shemayim, the first two parashios, there are 15 psukim. Birchos Kehanim has 15 words. V'yatz V'nochon has also 15. Every time we want to give shadach, we want to work our way, Shemalos, the 15 steps leading up, 15 steps leading up into the Beis HaMikdash, the 15 Shemalos of David. Every time you have the number 15, it's a process. It doesn't just mean 15 is 15. You start at a low point, and you have to work your way up until you reach your destination. And this theme of 15 is captured throughout. Another example, the Seder.
By the way.
Yeah. The Seder, Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, how many items are there in the Seder? 15. Because the Seder, it's an order. It really captures, it's the essence, an order. In order, it's a process until we reach Tzofon, Nirtza, it's a process of 15, yeah.
Dayenu,
there are 15 as well. There are 15 items. It's good because it's whenever you get that number 15, it's a trigger. It's a process. You have to, exactly, steps, working your way all the way. That's a very beautiful principle, and that is definitely something which is
I'm not sure about this, but I heard there are 15 steps.
steps going up to Baruch Salah Beil.
More like 100. When I was there, it doesn't end.
No, it's a different way. The original was
15 steps.
The Jews at the 9th step, I think.
Okay. It represents a process. Let's move ahead. Okay, that's one idea. Now, there's another interesting idea. He presents something else, which is very interesting. How many years? If I once asked you this question, if you can live at any point in time, you can go off and give you a time machine, and you can live any point of time in the history of the world, when would you program the machine to go back? What would be the ideal time to live? So, one can make a very strong argument. The best time to live are the 15 years where the three avos overlapped. If you make a calculation, what?
No, I just came across all of this.
Maybe someone was reading this book. If you make a calculation, of Avraham and Yitzchak when they lived, it was 15 years when their lives overlapped. Can you imagine living in a generation when you can go visit?
But they didn't see
Avraham. They did. Well, they did. Why did they say they didn't see each other? Those 15 years when Yaakov returned, when Yaakov was born in the beginning, when he was born. Could you imagine 15? What?
It
was also alive at that point in time. So during those 15 years, that's a remarkable time. Can you imagine how much Kedusha was in this world when all three of us
were concurrent?
15, for how many years? For 15 years. So there must be something significant about that. And what it is, a lot of these things I don't know, I'm just throwing out ideas. There must be something significant that in the history of the world is the foundation of the world, of the Shlosh Avos, the foundation of the Emunah, and there was 15 years of all three together. Obviously that tells us something about the number 15, what it is, I do not know. Now in addition to that, another thing, we talk about the Shvatim, there are 12 Shvatim, and there are three Avos. So some want to say that if you want to look at the pillars of the world, there are really 15 pillars. When you expand the Avos, putting aside the Imos, nothing against the Imos, but you have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, plus the Yud, Beis, Shifte, Ka, that's also 15 individuals who are the foundation of Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, we also find that Yaakov, and when did Yishmael go off the Derech? How old was he when Yishmael... Chazal tells he was 15 years old when Yishmael went off the Derech, and Esav was 15 years old when he went off the Derech. So, you know, we know Bar Mitzvah is when a person is 13, but 15 appears to be at an age when people make decisions. You become an adult, you become an ish when you're 12, you become a gever when you're 20, but you become a person. There is something significant about the age 15, the fact that we find that two people who had great potential, went off the Derech, chose, made a conscious decision to leave the fold, which had enormous ramifications for the history of the world at the age 15, Yishmael and Esav. So at the age of 15, again, is something to take into consideration. Let's now jump ahead to the number 18. The number 18 is Chai. Everyone knows 18. There are a lot of 18s. Just these things which I was not aware of. I'm not going to go through everything which you know everything already. But how many times does the word Yira appear in Chumash? Yira, fear. Yira. 18 times.
Wait,
in Chumash. In Chamishe Chumash, the word Yira appears 18 times. It appears 18 times in Tehillim and 18 times in Mishle. Fascinating. The number Yira appears 3 times, the computer. David, how many wives? That we all know, he had 18 wives. And in how many battles did David fight in Sefer Shmuel? If you count all the battles, never knew this? 18 battles, yes.
So what's the underlying purpose of the Sefer? Yeah, I could force fit anything.
What?
18, oh, go ahead and look for Yira. Oh, I found this thing, Yira 18.
Yeah,
I found something else. 18.
Each one of these,
what is the underlying
some of the things, I can't go over the whole Sefer in 2 minutes, but he does a double purpose. There are things that he explains. There are things he takes numbers and he tries to show. Each number he divides into different sections. He tries to show a theme. He does present present an idea. And for those things which he cannot present, he leaves it to you. He at least did you the favor. He at least did you the favor that he collected the concepts in halacha, in chazal, which are expressed in the number in different numbers, and he leaves it to you to think about, to be moisif. It gives you a starting point. Maybe you can come up with a theme that a common denominator of.
I know Bris, there's chashuv. I think the Mishnah of the Gemara talks about. Got in about 13 times the word bris is used. The Rashi was a bris.
No, but this.
Well, the other things, yira.
Okay, I don't know the answer. I do know the answer.
You're saying this could be coincidence.
20.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Let's move ahead.
This could be coincidence.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not.
He's trying to tell you that these things are not random occurrences.
They're not coincidental.
Okay, let's jump ahead. The number 20, the only thing which caught my attention about the number 20, he has a long, obviously 20 is significant, but in halacha, in chazal, a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old and becomes a gever. The word gever is a different concept. 20 years old, you go out to war. 20 years old, you have ben oinshin. Gever has a different connotation than the word ish. Ish is 13. Gever, which a man of responsibility is at the age of 20. We all know good and well that being married has nothing to do with responsibility.
If he's a soros at age 20, he also plays it.
Or?
He's a soros.
Onshin. Yeah, I said that. He's a bar onshin, responsibility. Okay, let's jump to the number 22. The number 22 obviously is significant because there are 20. Okay, the number 22 is significant because there are 22 letters in the Aleph base. How many psukim in Tanakh have all the letters of the Aleph base? Ever know this? In Tanakh, the whole Tanakh, 26. There are 26 psukim in Chumash. Hamishay Chumashay Torah. How many psukim have all those in the Aleph base? Two. One in Parashas Peshalach. One in Parashas, I think, Ekev. Oy Hanisa Lakim Lavoy Lakachs Lagoy Migoy Mikarav Goy Bimasayis Ba'oyz Lamosim V'chom V'chosh Aroi Enecha. We say that pasuk in the Haggadah. And the pasuk of in Beshalach is the man. In reference to the man, every person shall take on Omer Lugolgoyles Lemispar Nafsha Seichem. The pasuk in reference to the Omer that has all the letters of the Aleph base. Obviously, those two psukim represent something very deep. Okay, in history, this is very interesting. This is a very interesting idea. Before we go further, during the year there are two tkufos of 22 days. The 3 weeks is not really 3 weeks. 3 weeks is 21 days. It's really 22 days. It's really 22 from a Shabbos of Thomas and through and including Tisha B'Av is how many days? 22 days. There are 22 days from Shabbos of Thomas through Tisha B'Av. 22 days. 22 days of mourning. How many days do we have corresponding to those 22 days of mourning? 22 days of Simcha from Aleph Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah is 22 days. In Chutz Liaretz we celebrate Simchas Torah. So Chazal explained that it's not a coincidence. The 22 days of mourning correspond to the 22 days of rejoicing. And these 22 obviously represent the essence, the foundation of Torah, which was given to us with 22 letters of the Aleph base. How many years did Yaakov run away from for 22 years? Obviously, that represents a shlemus. The full Yaakov took upon himself golus of 22 years. Those 22 years of golus captured the essence of golus for Klal Yisrael. 22 years of Midah. So we see that 22 represents a certain degree of shlemus as well. Okay, let's jump ahead. Also, David, how many years, Chazal, how many years did David do tshuva for the mice of Basheva? How many years did the Shekhinah leave? The Shekhinah left David. David did tshuva? 22 years. So Chazal, 22 years. David was not Zechar the Shekhinah because of the Chet of Basheva. Let's go to the number 24. 24 is a popular number. There are 24 books of Tanakh, 24 Mishmars of Kohanim. There are 24 Rashi Evarim, person has 24 limbs, and the Evet Kanani goes Shrif, you knock off one of the 24 Rashi Evarim. Yerushalayim is broken up. One thing that has caught my attention is the Mizbeach was one Amma by one Amma. Right? The Mizbeach Hazov is one Amma by one Amma. The Mizbeach Hazov is the Avod of the Kohanim to bring the Keteres. And how many tfachim is an amma? Amma shel binyan, amma shel kelim. Everyone agrees it's 6 tfachim. So that means the perimeter of the mizbeach, the perimeter, you have different reverence of Sovith. The coin walks around the Mizbeach Chazov was 24 Tfachim. A Tefach is a hand, an Achiza. 24 Yodai, that is the perimeter. So the Kohanim, who are divided into 24 Mishmaros, their central focus is the Mizbeach Chazov, and the Mizbeach Chazov has a perimeter of 24 Tfachim, 24 a Kaf, as a palm. That obviously must have some interesting significance. Okay, the number 24, there are 24 letters in the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. There are 24 letters. Okay, what is the significance of that? I don't know. Now this is scary. How many generations since the Chayto Egel until the Churban Bayis Rishon? 24. From the generation of the Dor HaMidbar until the Churban that took place at the end during Nebuchadnezzar, there were exactly 24 generations. So I'm not exactly sure what the significance is, but it says something. Okay, let's jump ahead to the number 26. 26, we know there are 26 generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zon until Avraham Avinu came along on the scene. How many generations HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zon Olam Chesed? 26 generations. That's why Kili Olam Chasto, there are 26 times we say Kili Olam Chasto in the Halal HaGadol. 26 generations. Okay, 26 generations. Anything else I wanted to mention? Moshe. Okay, let's jump. 28, I like them. 28 is a lot of nice things. 28, how many Etim are there in Sefer Koheles? There are 28 Etim in Sefer Koheles. Now the first pasuk in the Torah, okay, this is famous. I shouldn't be telling you famous since you already know it, but in the Torah there are, the first pasuk is Bereishis Berlokim Es Hashemayim Ves Haaretz. How many words? There are 7. How many letters are there in the first pasuk? 28. The pasuk which introduces Matan Torah, Vayidaber Elokim Es Kol HaDevarim Ho'ele Leymar. The pasuk which introduces the Torah of Avaseres HaDibros has 7 words, 28 letters. 28 letters. How many hands, how many fingers do we have? 10 fingers. How many joints? How many joints are there on the 10 fingers? 14. Combination of the 10 fingers are 28 joints. So there is a medrash that wants to make an equivalence between the Aseres HaDibros and the Aseres HaDibros and the 28 letters which precede the Aseres HaDibros, just like in the Yadayim, Hashem has given us 10 hands, and in these 10 hands there are 28 joints, 10 fingers. Sorry about that.
Tentacles.
10 fingers tentacles. And 28 joints in the 10 fingers. Okay, let's go quick. The number 30. Okay, what do I have about the number 30? He goes, the last number in this book is 22,000. There are only 61 numbers. Okay, let's jump quickly.
The significance of the numbers that he misses.
I don't know. He picks and chooses. 31. I like this. This is a good number. 31. What is this? 31. 30. There were 31 kings. Eretz Yisrael was occupied by 31 kings. Why was the significance of the number 31? So 31 is the gematria al, which means nothingness. Al means not, and it's also the mispar katan of yesh. Yesh, we learned this in Eif. Yesh, what is yesh? Means essence, something. Lahanchil ohava yesh. Hashem says he will bequeath to my beloved yesh. What's yesh? Something real. Olam hava, substance. Yesh is 310. The Misbar Katan, of 310 is 31. It's not a coincidence that Eretz Yisrael was occupied by 31 kings. Because 31 represents Yesh. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Yesh, of spirituality. And Zeh L'Uma Zeh, corresponding to 30, the Yesh, the spirituality of 300 of Yesh, there had to be. Everything in the spiritual world has a parallel in the Olam HaGashmi. It's not a coincidence there were 31 kings. And Klal Yisrael had to conquer the 31 kings to take possession of Eretz Yisrael in order to channel the Lahanchil L'Ohav HaYesh of Olam Haba. Okay, I thought that was a very nice Yisod. Okay, the next 32 is Kavod. The Gematria of Kavod is 32. I never knew that. Okay, without a Vav. Without a Vav is 32. There's 32 tzitzis. 32 teeth. You brush it, if you have nice white tzitzis, you're guaranteed to have nice white teeth. There are 32 tzitzis and there are 32 teeth. Interesting, a road, I have no idea what the significance of this is, that a Rishus, that the roads that led to the Ari Mikla, the Rishus, is 16 amos wide. It's 16 amos. But the roads that led to the Ari Miklat were 32 amos wide. So there must be some significance in safety, something about the number. Gets number 36. What? The teeth, there are 32 teeth, and there are 32 tzitzis. And having nice white tzitzis will have nice white teeth. No, that's a joke. That was just a joke. Don't take it seriously.
Basu says about the number 32 wide, the road, it
yeah.
Could be a public thoroughfare, meaning that one wagon can pass, it has to be like a
two-way traffic. Two-way traffic.
One lane highway is 16, therefore,
double is two-way.
It goes into what's a Derech HaMelech.
Two-way traffic. Two-way traffic. Okay, 36. Okay, 36, Lazu Bat Chanukah. 36 has a lot to do about spirituality. We know that there are 36 Neros in the Ner Chanukah. There are 36 hours when the Or Hagonos was operational. Bav of Tzadikim. There were 36 people who died in the Battle of Ai that served as a kapar for Klal Yisrael. There are 30. The Luchos. The Luchos The Luchos were 6 Tfachim by 6 Tfachim, but there are 2 Luchos. So when you put it together, it was 12 on one side, 12 on the other side, 6 and 6. Each one of the Luchos was 6 by 6, but there are 2 Luchos, right? There are 2 tablets. So when you put the 2 tablets together, what is the circumference of the Luchos? 36. Just like we mentioned when it came to with the Mizbech, the Mizbech was 24. The Luchos, the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Torah, is represented in 36 Tfachim. Okay, that pretty much covers 36. Let me just give you one more number. One more number is 39. 39 Malachas. Now this is scary. How many count the curses? I never knew this. You count the curses in the beginning of the Torah, after Adam HaRishon sinned. And he ate from the Eitz Hadas due to the influence of Chava. And Chava was influenced by the Nochash. And after the whole event, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Adam, you're going to suffer this. Chava, you're going to suffer this. The Nochash, you're going to suffer the following. The earth, because the earth is also going to suffer. If you count all of the klolos that were given to the world in the aftermath of the Chet Eitz Hadas, you will take note that there are exactly 39. There are 39 klolos.
Like 10 each or something.
No, it says here there were 39. He has all the sources. Half the thing over here is the shla, the shla kodesh. So now we could have. I think now we have an appreciation. Now why Malchus Arboim? Why Malchus Lashes are 36? Every mitzvah in the Torah, 39 is a parallel to Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis do 39 makos to the world in punishment. In punishment for the Chet Sadas. Likewise, when a person sins, there's going to be 39 Malchus. That's what I'm saying. The Malchus corresponds to Maisa Bereishis, corresponds to 39 Malchus. All right, we'll stop here for today. Maybe we'll do more tomorrow.